Old Man Winter just doesn't want to leave this year. And while a lot of New Yorkers might be wishing for spring to come, for those who enjoy the sport of ice yachting, it's been the season of their dreams. Isaac Kestenbaum went sailing to see what happens when you cross an ice skate with a sailboat.
On a recent cold, windy day, I found myself in the middle of the frozen Hudson River, north of the Kingston-Rhinecliff Bridge, as a passenger on an antique sailboat, but one that glides on ice skates. It's known as the Hound, and I'm lying down in the cockpit of this 100-year-old ice yacht, head first, with my feet hanging over the ice, and we are going very, very fast.
How fast is this right now?
We're probably only going about 30 miles an hour, but it feels like it's like 60 or 70.
That's Glenn Berger, the boat's pilot, tacking back and forth across the frozen river. He's wearing a helmet, and he is definitely in his element.
So now I'm just enjoying it, just letting it rip. I could be out here all day, just back and forth, back and forth. I'll go one more time. So I'm tacking right now into the wind, and it's just like tacking a normal sailboat, but the speeds are just so much faster. Now we're just heading back out towards the channel.
Berger is a member of the Hudson River Ice Yacht Club, which restores and sails these old wooden boats. The club was founded in 1885, a time when ice yachting drew huge crowds to the frozen river. The newest boat in the club's fleet was built in 1920. March is late in the season for this sport, but the ice is better than it's been in many, many years. A foot thick and frozen for miles. Club member John Spurr points out some of the notable crafts.
Historic occasion, the Rocket took its first sail in 100 years after a complete rebuild. The Jack Frost is here, the big flagship, 50-foot, 800-square-foot ice boat from the Hudson River Ice Yacht Club. There's the Vixen being put together. That's a historic yacht that used to be owned by John A. Roosevelt, FDR's uncle. There's a whole bunch of boats sailing out there. And there's just probably, I'm guessing, 400 people out here on the ice, just spectating and enjoying a beautiful winter's day.
It feels like a festival on the ice, with children, dogs, kites, even a motorcycle. Members of the North Shrewsbury Ice Boat and Yacht Club from Red Bank, New Jersey, even brought their own fleet. In all, there are about 30 boats on the river, from small one-man scooters to vessels with huge sails.
Hey, my name's Richard Aldrich, and I live up the hill here.
Aldrich is also a longtime member of the Hudson River Club.
This is a rare event where the ice is so good and the conditions elsewhere are not good enough. People are here from far and wide in the Northeast. I mean, this happens once every 10, 15 years we have this. And we've never had so many visitors. Hi, Grace.
It's exhilarating. It's history. You know, you're really seeing history going by you.
And this, the fact that there's so much ice here, it's awesome. This is something you're not going to be able to see for years and years to come, unless we get another really harsh winter. So take advantage of it while you can.
I think it's almost the most boats I've seen out here.
This is my first time ice boating today, so I love it.
Same here.
I love it. Bring it on, babe.
I'm in danger of getting one, I'm telling you.
For Spur, that's one of the best things about ice yachting, sharing his passion for the sport. Anyone who wants a ride is given one.
How many of these people will come back and become ice boaters, I don't know. I see all these kids on the ice, and I would hope that, you know, some of them would be captivated by it and grow up to become the next generation of people who are doing this.
Among the converts is Stu Anderson, who loved his first ride on an ice yacht.
I'll be dreaming about that. This is really, really fantastic.
Flying.
I'm talking flying. Over there, back and forth across here, the power of the wind, it sucks the boat along like you wouldn't believe. That's a lot of movement of the wooden pieces, and the runners are coming off the ground quite a few times. But it's a fantastic feeling. I'm not kidding you. When they come back, you'll see they'll be hanging on. Boy, what a beautiful day this is out here. I can't believe it.
Winter's almost over, right? It's got to be close to the end of the season, but the ice yachtsmen are not going to waste these temperatures.
We could get two or three more weeks out of it. If that vortex makes one more gyration, we could go to the end of the month.
For WNYC, I'm Isaac Kestenbaum.
get the big gust like that, and then just like, oh man. Oh, the runner picks up off the ice, and it's like...